Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Let's get our bets for the Euro Cup. And, you know, I don't know if we'll play the music underneath for an entire 40 minutes because at some point the show Jersey Shore became intolerable. But let's fire it off right now.
Are you ready? Nick travels around the world to find you a soccer winner. It's time for Nicky Football Soccer Bets here on You Better You Bet. Goal!
Summer. Outside. Beer in your hand. Lots of pretty girls. And you know what you hear? Time for our bets for Euro 2020 in 2021. Ken, we start? Why don't we do this? We'll go group by group here, and we'll give all our bets for teams associated with that group. So we start. I mean, where do you want us to start? Group B? We're going to start in Group A. Italy, Turkey, Switzerland, and then Gareth Bale, Aaron Ramsey, and Wales. Ken, what bets do you have, and what is your analysis here of Group A? What are we going to see?
Well, Italy, like, very, very, very likely to win the group, even in the market. I think minus 280 is the consensus price I've seen, minus 260 in a couple places.
285.
I've even seen, like, over 300 in a couple places. And I would just say I think that's totally justified. So there's a couple things that really, really help Italy, I think, in this situation. One, they play all three of their matches in Group A at home. They play them all in Rome, which is extremely important. Not every top seed, quote-unquote top seed in the group, plays home matches in the tournament. You know, the group of death, obviously there's three really, really good teams, like only one country can host the match. So Italy just couldn't ask for a more ideal setup in this situation. I'm also, the more I read about Switzerland, the more I'm kind of down on their ceiling, especially to win the group. So I was between not betting the group and laying it with Italy. I'm not going to lay with Italy, but I am going to play them to win the tournament, which I talked about already. Now, this price is another one that started to come down. They were like 12 2 weeks ago, and now I've seen like 750 in a couple places.
That's
like
exactly people right.
Are,
yep.
People are very interested in them. So I have a little bit of 10, and I have some 8. Like, there are 8s. I'm telling you right now there are 8s. Please go find an 8. So, like, just get the – this is a price that will vary in a bunch of places because it's been getting bet for the last 2 days. And part of that is really easy group. I don't think there's really a threat in the group necessarily. Home for all three of the group matches. So as close to a lock as you can kind of get to advance and move on to the next round. Also, they get the Group C runner-up in the first match if they win Group A. That's the Netherlands group. That's a disaster. Like, that's the group you want to play any of the teams in. So, again, just the setup, even just to get to the quarters, is as ideal as for any team. And as we've seen in the Euro, once you try to project beyond that point, it's basically impossible. Crazy things happen. We don't know who's going to necessarily make it out. So as much as we can project forward, Italy has the easiest path by far, in my opinion. So really like them. I think they're equal caliber to a lot of the teams, slightly down maybe compared to France. But price is great. Path awesome, very likely to win their group. So I did bet them to win the tournament. Laying it to win the group, I think, is close to a good bet. It's like, it's right about what I would make the probability, to be honest.
Okay. I also bet Italy to win the tournament. One of three outrights that I have to win the tournament. A lot of the reasons that Ken just mentioned. Italy literally haven't lost since 2018 and haven't lost since Roberto Mancini took over unbeaten. I want to say it's 24 straight games, the Italian national team, since they failed to qualify for the last World Cup. So I think this is an Italy team that's obviously, like, ready to shake off that disaster, shake off that disappointment here. I think Italy's going to win the group, but same analysis as Ken. Like, I don't know if I want to bet that here. So here's how I see the group playing out. I think Italy and Turkey will finish 1-2. I think they advance. And I think Switzerland is one of the four third place finishers that will advance into the round of 16. So just want to talk about, and I have one other bet for the group that I'll give in a second, but just some analysis here of Turkey and Switzerland and how those games may play out in the group stage here. Turkey basically has the entire Lille front line, Lille, who just won Ligue 1, which is the French league, finishing ahead of PSG, which is wild here. I think Turkey's going to play a lot of high scoring games. And I talked about, I have the Turkey Italy over in the opener coming up on Friday. Switzerland is kind of the opposite. Switzerland is a very well organized team. They play good defense. The spine is excellent with Switzerland, with Granit Xhaka and company here. But Switzerland's not going to be able to score a lot of goals. So just saying, like, Switzerland games, I'm not looking to play overs. I'm likely looking to play unders in Switzerland games based on the Swiss style of play. And the other bet that I have in this group is actually Wales to finish at the bottom at plus 130. And that may seem square. And I get that they had a magical run in the last Euros, you know, aided by Gareth Bale and Aaron Ramsey in their prime. You know, Bale and Ramsey are not the players that they were then. And I think the team around them is not as good. And I think that was like a great story 5 years ago. I do not see it repeating here. I think they are clearly the worst team in the group here. So I'll do plus 130 Wales to finish bottom of Group A. And Ken, this now takes us to Group B, which is the golden generation of Belgium with Roberto Martinez as the manager, Denmark, and your boy Jonas Vind, Russia and Finland in Group B.
Yeah, I have a bunch of bets in this group, actually. So this is my second and only other team to win the tournament. Belgium at 8-1 or better.
Damn you, Ken Barkley. So, I also have Belgium.
So Italy and Belgium are my two pre-tournament bets to win the tournament. You know, we joke about golden generation and all that stuff. I've seen an argument in a bunch of places from a bunch of smart people that Belgium, like, on paper, if De Bruyne plays, you know, most of the matches, and we don't know status for game one. I thought it was undetermined, but maybe he might miss the first match. Is kind of how it
likely to not play the first match. I think you should assume that Kevin De Bruyne will not play the first match.
And that
the Manchester City talisman, who's like a top five player in the world.
And remind me which team they have first too.
It's not. I'm gonna butcher this. I just want to be sure because I'm not 100%.
Sure, that's fine. Well, I'll go through some other bets here. So Belgium to win the tournament, Romelu Lukaku to win Golden Boot is one of the two Golden Boot bets that I put in before the tournament. 7-1 or better is what I'm looking for him. I think they, more than almost any team, because France is playing in the group of death and because Germany's playing in the group of death, they are, like Belgium, the most likely to play really high scoring, fun group games, which a lot of the other teams are going to do. Like, England's great, but England's not going to score a lot. It's like, England's not going to play 3-0s and 4-0s and 5-1s. And Belgium is. Belgium could actually play them in all the games that they play.
Russia,
especially. Okay. So, well, it's really funny. He doesn't play maybe the under in that game, and Russia just parks the bus the entire time. But Lukaku, 7-1, Golden Boot. Like that a lot. Mentioned Jonas Vind, excuse me. So basically the cap of this is that he is very likely to be Denmark's starting striker, forward, who basically gets most of the goal scoring opportunities ahead of Christian Eriksen. And they have a lot of like competent players to feed him, basically. Guy who plays for Copenhagen and has been a very prolific goal scorer in that league, young player. And it's not for sure that he's going to start. So like first match, if you don't see him, it's not like a huge upset. He's just kind of rumored to be in that starting slot. And he is 25-1 to win best young player. A lot of the favorites to win best young player are, first of all, English players, and there's a lot of spoils to try to share there, and they're not going to score a lot of goals, I think, in the tournament. So I think it's unlikely actually an English player wins best young player. So you have a guy here who they can easily advance to at least the quarters. You need some luck to get to the semifinals to play the most number of matches, but I think it can happen. And 25-1 on the guy who will really like have a lot of the statistical success, especially if they make it that far, it's probably because he hit and the midfielders fed him the ball really well and he scored a lot. So Vin, 25-1 young player. And then I actually took a shot on two different things involving Denmark. Rather than bet them to win the tournament, I actually think I like them to win Group B plus 260.
We have a lot of the same stuff here.
De Bruyne doesn't play match one. What if they only get 1 point from Russia? Like, so Belgium is,
they're playing
Denmark
all three games at home. Denmark games are in Copenhagen.
Right. So I think Belgium is the most likely team to win the group, but I think plus 260 is like a great price on them to win the group. And then as a flyer, like super long shot, if Denmark really does make a big run here, like semifinals, play the max number of games, make it to the final, like, again, you need that magic, but I think they're only like 20-1, 25-1 to win the tournament. if they do that, it's because Christian Eriksen was like the best player in the tournament by far. So Christian Eriksen, player of the tournament, 80-1 right now. I would rather bet that than Denmark to win the tournament, because it's almost like Luka Modric in Croatia. Like, if they go that far and they get to the final and lose and he wins player, like, it's because he was the best player on the field. So would rather bet that than Denmark to win.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right. I am also on Denmark to win Group B. So I'm on that as well at the price Ken gave you, plus 260. Belgium and Denmark to advance in tandem. I saw that at minus 120. Yep. So I really like that. Belgium plus 650 is the price that I saw this morning on them to win the tournament. One of my three outrights of Belgium and Italy. Lukaku plus 650 to win the golden boot, or that's not what they're calling it, but to score the most goals, basically. I'm on that as well. Lukaku to be Belgium's top goal scorer at minus 140. I'm going to back Ken with Jonas Vind plus 500 to be the top Danish scorer in this tournament. So again, Lukaku most goals, Belgium to win the tournament, Belgium and Denmark to both advance, Denmark to win the group, Lukaku the top scorer for Belgium, and Vind the top scorer for Denmark. We're only two groups in and we've got lots of bets. We still got it. Group C, fronted by the Netherlands. Group D with England. And I disagree with something Ken Barkley said about the English in this segment. We'll talk about that. Spain and their COVID issues in Group B, and the group of death in Group F with Germany, France, and Portugal. We close the show with our Euro bets, and it's coming up. How do you say it in like European right after this? I don't know. Europeans also.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.